outcomes in many cases exceed medical expectations. Superior facilities, state-of-the-art equipment, and the most advanced techniques together with the most qualified staff create an environment designed to maximize recovery and restore independence. Visit us at CatholicHealthServices.org.
What we gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
We are now kicking it old school with the one and only Tony Segreto, brought to you by Catholic Health Services and Texas Roadhouse.
Tell me, doctor, where are we going this time?
Beautiful day shaping up here in South Florida. Another week flying by as we come to one of our favorite hours of the week as we welcome in our good friend and longtime broadcaster here in South Florida and still very active in many things. Has his hands in many pies, well-respected all around the world. The great Tony Segreto goes old school with us here on 940 Winds, 1230 The Zone, and around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Old School with Tony Segreto, brought to you by Texas Roadhouse Restaurants, and the best when it comes to any kind of physical rehabilitation, and that would be Catholic Health Services. Tony, how are you, my friend?
I am awesome. I'm so excited about this week.
You get flashbacks on days like today? Like, do you get flashbacks when they used to have you there for 25 hours on a 24-hour day?
I tell you, I do get flashbacks. It's no joke. And when you just said it again, I got some chills because I remember these days vividly. They're exciting. It's like spring training for baseball. And it is not just the draft. It's the timing of all of this. It's the Kentucky Derby coming up on Saturday. I am so excited about that one as well. And I couldn't wait for today. I honestly could. Listen, I always look forward to us getting together on Thursdays at 8 o'clock. But I think that this week really added some added excitement to it. And I, woke up this morning at 5:30 and was like ready to rock and roll and going, gosh, we could start talking to, now, because there's just so much going on and it's such a great time. And it's just a great time of being optimistic, right? And you get to decide who, in your mind, who you'd like to see for the draft. And then in terms of the Derby, you're kind of casting your lots and seeing if you can be clairvoyant and look into that crystal ball and pick the winner.
20 horse field wide open there on the Derby. We'll get to that a little bit later on, but I still cower in fear of the memory of when I believe it was the Preakness and we were at Hialeah Park. You were, I think, out of town, and you had called in a bet to me for like a $20 exacta box that you had picked up one of the horses from the great Hank Goldberg, who happened to be right on this one. And I'm watching, and everybody's hearing me screaming, mow him down, mow him down, mow him down. And they're thinking, I have this giant exacta, and I had to root against you hitting the exacta because I had booked your bet. And I was going to owe you about $2,300 if your horse had gotten, had hung on and finished second in that race. So you have that serendipitous luck in various forms of wagering, but that one nearly cost me. I wouldn't have been able to pay you at the time either, because it was a tough period of time in my life financially.
Yeah. Well, I want to tell you a funny story. So yesterday, Hank and I have always talked about first of all, Hank and I are dear friends, as you well know, and we always talk around Derby time regardless. So yesterday morning, I'm looking on CBS and I'm, on the web and I'm looking to see what the post position draw. I started to do my research, right? Just kind of early research. And had this whole thing about, hey, check out what Hammer and Hank has to say. So I clicked the link, and you got to pay $9.95 to see what Hank wants to say.
To get his pick? Are you kidding me? Holy Hank Goldberg.
So
he's accomplishing the dream.
Hold on a second now. So it's 7 a.m. I'm looking yesterday morning. It's 7 a.m., right? It's 7 a.m. here.
You threw down a 10?
No. So if it's 7 a.m. here, it's what? 4 a.m. in Vegas, because he lives in Vegas. So I call him up at 4. I know it's 4 a.m. I call him up and I go, hey, this is the ghost of Bernie Rosen, who'd be calling you at this time anyway to tell you to do something. You better call me up because I'm not paying $9.95. to get your pick,
your right? Stinking losing pick. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So now, wait a minute, the story gets better. So I'm laughing. So I call. About 2 hours later, I call his sister Liz, who lives in Vegas too, and I said, "Hey, make sure Hank calls me back." I'm joking with her. I go, because here's the story, and she's laughing. I can't even stop her from laughing and go, "What's so funny?" She goes, I just heard from the director, the guy who's directing the race. And he called and he said, "You tell Hank I'm not paying $9.95 for his picks. So I'm going to watch him deliver the picks."
Who is he, in a masked jockey all of a sudden there, selling a tip sheet there at the front of the game?
It was such a funny day. So then later in the day, Hank and I chatted, and we had a really good conversation. But
so who's he picking? Save us all $9.95.
It was interesting. I don't know if you, do you want to weigh on the Derby now, or do you want to do? I mean, it's interesting. We had a great conversation, and it was more about how horses are training, you know. And I think we both agreed from what I heard and what he heard. You know, I think we both are not real high on Essential Quality. I think Essential Quality has had a rough week, has not trained well. There have been a couple of outriders who have flat out said that, you know, their money, if it was going to go on Essential Quality, is not going on Essential Quality right now. And there's some high, you know, high expectations for, and no pun intended, for Highly Motivated. And I think Mandaloon is somebody that is a horse that people are going to take notice of. So, I mean, as we get into the hour, however you want to do it, we'll chat about it, and I'll kind of weigh in on my thoughts on and what I've been able to hear.
I love it that you're trying to save the $9.95 with a 4 a.m. call to a guy that's in his 80s. That's
and the message was even better, because, you know, it would be something, God bless his soul, Bernie would do. And he'd call Hank up at 4 in the morning and go, "Yeah, call me as soon as you get up."
I love that.
I want to get into how the draft was covered by TV. I know how it was on the radio side, and was heavily involved in that. Ed Garcia joins us now. If you were going to draft a perfect plan for a meal today, it would include Texas Roadhouse right up there with Trevor Lawrence as the number one pick. And our number one draft pick from Texas Roadhouse is Ed Garcia. Ed, welcome to the program. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good morning, Ed. Hey, listen, you know, I'm imagining people gathering at the bar, getting a mint julep from you, or at least one of your top shelf bourbons on Saturday at around post time, and you know, doing a little of their own, you know, family, you know, who you picking, who you drawing, who you taking, and people cheering and watching the Derby on Saturday right at the restaurant. And I'm imagining a lot of people picking food up today and going, okay, I'm going to be watching the draft with my ribs. I'm going to get my own beer and getting those margaritas sent home and getting some bread, and I'm ready to go, all from Texas Roadhouse. What do you think? Does that sound like a good idea?
Oh, absolutely. Grabbing some of those fresh potato skins, because, again, they don't come frozen. We actually make the potato skins from scratch, season them, put some fresh cheese and freshly cooked bacon on top. It's a great thing to take home, have at the bar, and enjoy with one of our awesome margaritas. And just a reminder, I know Luby's a big fan, but we do those half-gallon margaritas to take home, which is still a really awesome deal.
How many times can I ask you how many times Luby asks you to leave them for him so he can take them home?
It's like a little crumb trail. You know, you can follow Luby the whole way home.
Yeah, he's Hansel and Gretel. And I think we need to really talk about this, because, you know, it was unheard of even, what, 8-9 months ago that you could actually pick up liquor and bring it home from the restaurant. But if you're going to do it, this is the way to do it. I have done it a multitude of times myself, and I'm not a big margarita guy, but if I'm going to have a margarita, the only one I'm having right now is from Texas Roadhouse, because it is phenomenal. Again, made from scratch, right, Ed?
Absolutely. Only 4 ingredients. You're not getting all those preservatives. You don't get the headache if you happen to have, you know, 1 too many margaritas. It's great, fresh, tasty margarita, and you can add flavor if you want to do strawberry, raspberry, all that fun stuff as well.
Well, Ed, we can't think of a better place to hang out for the draft and for the Derby this coming week. And we're hopeful that people show up to the Texas Roadhouse. They can sit outside. They can pick it up. They can drive by. They can use the app. There are multiple ways of doing it. And I'm sure between me, Defo, and Luby, all three of us will be stopping by at some point. Right, Defo?
Sounds like a great idea. We love Ed Garcia. We love Texas Roadhouse. And we love Tony Segretto. He's coming back with more. We'll get into this whole draft thing with Tony. And maybe we'll be able to squeeze out of them like we're trying to squeeze a 20 out of somebody at the track. The Hank Goldberg special selection, and that will save you $9.95.
No. It's upped. We've upped it, because if I give it on the radio, then I have to split it with Hank, and he doesn't want to split. I don't want him to split the $9.95, so we're making it an $18 special.
All right. You get 10. If it loses, you get the rest of the season free. So that's
exactly.
Great. All right, we're coming back with more.
Exactly.
Old School with Tony Segreto on 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone around the world on the iHeart Radio app. Later on, Ryan Roberts on the draft. He is a draft guru, another one that Luby has dug up and works for Sports Illustrated and many other organizations. And Lafitte Pink Eye, who's going to be all over the Derby coverage, and he is great. Lafitte Pink Eye III, son of the great pirate, Lafitte Pink Eye the jockey, and an outstanding television commentator. His thoughts on the Derby and the Kentucky Oaks that NBC is going to be all over, and that's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz. Tony Segreto joins us again in just a few moments. Now that.
The time.
It's 8:16.
We have an NFL game tonight, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, not for Luby. He's only allowed to watch football on his cell phone now. And this is before he even ties the knot. Can you imagine?
He has
to sit there with Shirley while she watches Housewives of Beverly Hills, even though Houston Texans and Deshaun $40 million a year Watson has taken on Mr. $50 million, Patrick Mahomes, who lit up the NFL last year like nobody we've ever seen.
Wait a minute. Wait. Can't we just get him another TV?
Yeah, we have other TVs. I just don't see her a lot. So
this is even worse, Tony.
It's a compromise.
Okay, so let me ask you. Let me ask you a question. Uh-huh. The quality of you being together is that not relevant? Because if you're sitting there watching a game on your phone, obviously with a headset on, and she's watching
I don't watch the headset. I have no volume on my phone.
You're still watching the game.
Yes, it's compromised, but Tony, it's
worked
out.
Tony,
she doesn't bother me.
Joke.
She leaves me alone. Let's not mess this up for me, all right? She leaves me alone. I get to watch the game.
Listen,
this is a pathetic picture of a man.
Listen, Luby, I am your biggest supporter, but this is just not acceptable.
Thank you,
I am sorry. It is absolutely not acceptable. It's like being a parent. What's the point of being with your children if you're on the phone watching something and they're doing something else? Because you're in the same room, that makes it okay? This doesn't make it okay.
It's a sad story. It really is.
Defo and Luby always have a blast kicking it old school with the iconic Tony Segreto. Brought to you by Catholic Health Services and Texas Roadhouse.
Welcome back to the show. Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby Lubitz with you. 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone, around the world on the iHeart Radio app. It's the ALT Depot Show, brought to you by Altitude International. And we're happy to be immersed in some old school with the great Tony Segreto, brought to you by Texas Roadhouse Restaurants and, of course, Catholic Health Services, our original sponsor here on Old School with Tony Segreto. All right, Tony, you mentioned Bernie Rosen. He was kind of the red auerbach of what was going on NBC, and I remember being immersed in just heavy-duty draft coverage. The great Joe Z, good friend of both of ours, Joe Zagacki, who kind of brought me into the WIOD fold to do a lot of this kind of work. We would put together just an endless stream of vignettes on the various people that might be drafted so we could plug them in. And the thing went like this. They would give the pick, whatever team it was. Cincinnati Bengals take so-and-so, Joe Schmo out of Faber College. And then we would pipe in one of those things on the 8-track cassettes that were used in radio in a day, and it would go into a 2-minute feature. Joe Blow out of Faber College, a big, strong, strapping young man. And we'd have a feature on a guy. And that would take a lot of work to get that all done. I mean, you were barking out features until you were red in the face like some tout on TV. With the TV end, I mean, it had to be a little bit different. I don't know how big the staff was there. Was it just you and Bernie at one time? But how did you go about and what were the important things about dispatching people to cover the draft? Obviously, you want somebody at the local team draft headquarters and maybe somebody sitting in somebody's home that's going to be drafted locally. How did that work? What was the dynamic like on assignment day when you were covering a draft?
Well, for TV staffs, we had probably one of the biggest. The two biggest staffs in the country were ours and the Sports Machine up in Washington. So, we both worked really well together. And I think that, in fact, we were the two stations that actually helped form the coverage for Olympics in many ways when we would go. Our lead anchors would go, me, George, whoever, and help facilitate all of the O&Os plus all of our affiliates around the country. But we had a pretty decent staff. Our challenge was much like the radio challenge in terms of how do we get to the pick so we can get a truck there and get them live. We didn't want to do it on the phone. So our challenge was, how do we figure out the best way? First of all, let's look into the crystal ball. Who's going to be that pick? Who are the first couple of rounds going to be? And then find out when they're coming in, going to meet them at the airport, and getting them as they get off the plane and interview them. So we always wanted to be first. We always wanted to be, you know, we had to add the video component. We didn't want to be radio. You guys were already doing that. And it's easy to get them on the phone. So point is, how in the world can we accomplish this? So that was our challenge. So we would have our list, just like they would have the list in the radio station as to who to call, right? Because I remember doing those drafts. And then making sure that we were also on the alert, obviously, at the training camp for, you know, Coach Shula's comments. But anticipating that pick and being – I remember when Keith Sims and Richmond Webb were drafted, I remember – sending a limo to Keith Sims' house to pick him up and drive him to a television station and get him live on the air. I remember doing that. I remember going to the Everglades Hotel, which isn't there anymore, and meeting Tim Foley and getting an exclusive interview. Here's this defensive back from Purdue who's going to be joining the Dolphins. So those were some of the things that we did and that we were challenged to do, but it also made us number one. It also made us the station of record. People would turn to us because they would see the draft pick for the first time. They would get the understanding of who that pick was. So it was fun. It was challenging. It was exhausting. But there was nothing quite exhilarating like that, especially this time of year.
Now, was it the same deal at the local television station, in your days in sports? Where, as we mentioned before, when the schedule would come out, you were like the lead story, even if Bin Laden had been captured by U.S. armed forces. Did we do the same thing with the draft pick there, where it'd be like a tornado wipes out half of South Florida? But let's go first to Tony. He's got the Dolphins' first-round pick with him, Joe Blow here.
Absolutely.
Out of
Northwestern. There was no question. There was no question because Bernie,
was that big.
Bernie would go in, or I would go in and go, hey, listen, we have Tim Foley, or we have Keith Sims, or we have Dan Marino. And I remember getting Marino. I remember getting that whole deal. I mean, that was just, you know, I cannot truly explain to you the barriers we had to overcome to get to certain people, because, you know, maybe sometimes they were in small rural areas. And how are we going to get a truck out to them to get a camera, to do a live shot, to get it up in the satellite, to get it to us, to get it on the air, and to do it on time? You know, at the time, we weren't even thinking about taping it. We always wanted to be live. Everything was live. We really wanted to give that live presence. It wasn't something that was pre-taped. You talk about flashbacks, like Luby said when we started this hour. That's a flashback right there for me. It was a pretty cool time.
All right, more with Tony Segreto. We'll see what he thinks about the Dolphins' possibilities this year's draft, and also zero in. We'll try and squeeze that $9.95 out of him that he got in Hank Goldberg's disclosure of who is going to win the Kentucky Derby. $9.95 a whack to get Hank's pick. We're going to give it out for free here somehow. Yeah, we're going to have to work our way around it.
We can cut a deal. You and I can cut a deal.
He's like promising it.
I don't want to take money out of Hank's pocket. You know, I mean,
no. We're going to add money. We're going to add money to Hank's pocket.
Oh yeah.
But we're just
going to
be included in the. We're just going to be included in the pool.
Let's start selling my picks here on here.
Look at it this way. Hank has a pool, a big pool. We're going to make the pool a little bit bigger, but he's going to invite us in the pool.
Very nice. Yeah, we'll be at the bottom of it, face down, I think, after the Derby run. Although Jersey Kyle on our Degenerate Friday show is gunning for, and you can appreciate this, Tony Segreto, he will be looking for his third consecutive Derby winner given out on the air. Third consecutive, including Country House, $134. Thank you very much for that 11 grand try. I split that with Piscataway Ray. And then last year, authentic all over it, 1860. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that in your heart. So,
but did he have Nyquist? Did he have Nyquist in 2016?
May have. I don't know. The Nyquist might have been a little too chalky for him. All right, so we're coming back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
I hate the taste of milk of magnesia on Derby Day. It's 8:30.
Oh gosh.
along with some very special surprise guests.
Global Citizens Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Saturday, May 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
And watch on ABC, CBS, Fox, and YouTube.
Play-by-play 940 wins. Miami Sports.
It is far and away the greatest wagering opportunity of the year. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen. Spring has sprung at Deal Volkswagen, where Anna makes buying a VW so easy, and even easier during the Sign Then Drive event. Get a new Volkswagen with practically just your signature. Zero down, zero first payment, and zero security. On Jetta models, Tiguan models, Atlas models, and more. Just sign, then drive. Or get 0% financing for up to 72 months on most new VW models. That's no interest for up to 6 years. You can count on Deal to always offer exceptional prices, selection, and service. Celebrate spring with more green in your pocket when you save at Deal Volkswagen during the Sign Then Drive event. Zero down, zero first payment, and zero security. It's spring break for your wallet. Visit Deal today at the classic location, 3601 Bird Road, or call 305-448-DEEL, or visit DealVolkswagen.com. And you'll be like thousands of happy customers, including me, that say, it's all about the DEEL. With the insane shift in emphasis and outlook on sports gambling over the last several years, it's an event that simply can't be passed over. Talking about the greatest wagering opportunity offered on any event in any calendar sports year, the Kentucky Derby. With the full field of 20 going to the post, the possibilities to make a giant score are seemingly endless, and the likelihood of a horse hitting the board at any of the top four positions are more than considerable. Even though favorites have dominated the Derby in recent renditions, after a long spell where you couldn't find the chalk with a search warrant, the payoffs are often massive in comparison to what they might be on any other normal race day. There is plenty of so-called sucker money fueling the betting pools in virtually all categories, as the usual crowd at the racetrack exceeds 100,000, and the handle around the world is so enormous as people who normally don't wager on horse racing or don't wager at all still feel compelled to have a little action, a couple of bucks, on the fastest 2 minutes in sports. There is no other time you can count on an overlay payoff any larger than you will find in the exotic pools for this race. Exactas, trifectas, and superfectas sometimes are enormous. The payoffs can make up for years of suffering through the short price syndrome that comes with handicapping any other game or even catching a major upset on the money line. There is no more exciting feeling than holding a winning ticket on the Derby Tri or Super and waiting for the board to line up with boxcar numbers that most often are mind-boggling proportions to what a similar configuration of odds might pay for the sequence on any other day. As our man Jersey Kyle attempts to pick his third consecutive Derby winner Friday morning on the show, think about the money that could have been made by our listeners just in the last 2 years. Country House, who won on a disqualification after Maximum Security interfered with another horse on the final turn, keyed an $11,400 payoff for a $1 trifecta ticket in 2019. And using Jersey's pick Authentic last year as the winner, netted a $1,300 try, even though 'tis the law, the favorite ran second. Bottom line is, if you want to be in there with a shot, you have to place a couple of bucks on the Kentucky Derby. With hunch players and novices plunging into the pools in a massive belly flop and the insane variables generated by the 20-horse field, it's a degenerate field day and a betting opportunity you simply never want to miss. Jeff DeForest for the DeForest Files.
I used to play golf with Perry Como.
Perry Como. Wow.
Perry Como. He had one iron in his bag, and that was the wedge, other than the putter, of course. Yeah. Everything else was a wood. And he would hit the ball
Como?
190 yards down the middle of the fairway.
Every time?
Every time.
I hate those guys.
Wow. And then he would say to me, you know, I don't know how long I can play because I have a bad back, and my doctor gave me this special medication to take. Do you mind if I take it now? And hopefully I'll be able to play 18. I go, sure. So he goes in his bag and he takes out a flask and he drinks. I go, what's the medication? He goes, a little vodka.
Golf, I came to despise. I actually had a set of clubs that were personally designed for me by the people at Black & Decker.
Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Exactly. I had like a chainsaw and a machete in my bag. What are you playing here? Machete.
Defo and Louie always have a blast kicking it old school with the iconic Tony Segreto. brought to you by Catholic Health Services and Texas Roadhouse. Take those old records on the shelf.
I said, listen to it's kind of funny. Welcome back to the show. Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby Lubitz with you. We're old school with Tony Segreto, brought to you by Texas Roadhouse Restaurants and Catholic Health Services. But it's interesting, you know, when we're thinking about doing a concept, I thought it'd be a lot of fun. I often get comments about talking about iconic sports figures here from the past, like a Hank Goldberg or a Bernie Rosen, and who better to talk about it with than a guy that was right there with me and has been around for a long time, and a great Tony Segreto. But every now and then, I feel like we're doing the geezers at Caesars, because you brought up Tim Foley as one of your draft experiences, and I'm thinking most people wouldn't know him from Zora Foley, yeah, and they wouldn't know who Zora Foley was either.
Exactly.
Even though he got knocked out by a string of greats. Yes, it's interesting. All right, well, what do you think this year? Before we get into the Derby pick, and I want to get to that too, but we have a lot of ground to cover here in a short period of time, Tony Segreto. What would you like to see? You, Mr. Draft Guru, what would you like to see the Miami Dolphins do after playing this little bit of a shell game, which was kind of weird, where they're third, they're 12th, they're sixth? What would you like to see them do with that selection?
Well, this is an interesting play, and this is why I'm going to couch it this way. You always want to draft to make your team better, right? It's all about the team, making the team better. I think this draft, especially this first pick, is not just about making the team better, okay, which is the overall look, but they really need to make Tua better. I still think that I believe in my heart that there's still one eye closed among the insiders at training camp about whether Tua is the guy. I think that, you know, publicly they're posturing themselves in the best way possible, in the best way they can, that he is the guy. But I think they need to help him, and I think they need to give him a playmaker. So I'm not one for drafting wide receivers first, but man, oh man, if they can get Kyle Pitts, if they can get, you know, the wide receiver from LSU, I think that, you know, Devontae Smith, you know, one of those guys, I think that, you know, that's the way they're going to go. That's the way I would like to see them go. And that's the way I would think a lot of other people would like to see them go. From a, you know, nuts and bolts, like I've talked about over and over and over again, the engine of a team, we know that where the starter is. The starter is the quarterback, but the engine of the team, the true soul of the team, the heart of it is the guys up front. But if they take a lineman first, this town will go, oh, it'll be like the Jets. You know, the Jets boo every darn pick. I don't think they'll boo tonight. But
they might.
But yeah, they still may. But I think that that's kind of where we're going. You know, they need to stretch the field. They need to give him a guy that can make a play. Do they give him a former teammate? Do they give him Waddle? Do they give him those guys? Or do they take the guy from LSU? Now, does Cincinnati jump on the guy to give that guy to Burrow? Gosh, if I'm Cincinnati and I'm picking before the Dolphins, I don't care what they say. I need to get somebody to protect my guy. My guy didn't finish the year last year, so I need a big guy to protect him. I need Richmond Webb type guy to take him. So my hope is that they take a wide receiver to give Tua some help. My guess is that it could be a surprise to all of us, but my sense is it'll be a wide receiver.
Maybe they grab a fullback. I mean, that would have been the Dave Wannstedt thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're talking about, you know, do they get Etienne, you know, this early? I just don't see that happening, because
it's a weird scenario.
Available later on. Yeah, yeah.
If they really wanted this Kyle Pitts guy, if they really wanted him, they should have just stayed there at number three.
Agreed.
And this is the thing that always baffles me about fan reaction and media reaction, too, to the draft picks. Because you don't know. There's no great certainty, even with Trevor Lawrence, that you have drafted somebody who is worthy of being in that spot. I mean, obviously, he's worthy of it now, but if he ends up having a modest career and you went number one overall, you're talking about Tim Couch, maybe, instead of some great quarterback that was going to be the savior of the franchise for 15 years. But I don't care where you picked a guy if it turns out that he can play. And people are always trying to distinguish, oh, well, you know what, they picked him at number six, but they could have got him at 15. And that may well be true, but if you pick somebody that actually works out for your franchise, who cares where you got them? Because
exactly.
It has been such a hit and miss proposition for all teams.
Exactly. It's about it's the guy who hits the golf ball, bounces off a tree, and falls into the hole for a birdie. You know, everybody's going, oh my gosh, that meant most unbelievable birdie. At the end of the day, it's still on the scorecard as a birdie. It doesn't matter. It's still a birdie. And I agree with you. You're spot on right. I think this stat may be wrong, so please understand. But I believe from what I remember reading, there isn't a quarterback left from the 2016 draft that's playing in the first round.
And it's quite possible, yeah. No doubt about it. I mean, we've seen any number of drop-offs of such significance from even the first guy chosen, and every now and then you get a case like Brady or Joe Montana or Aaron Rodgers, even Marino to an extent, where so many teams just passed on the guy, and you're thinking, what was wrong with your scouts? Were they blinded, maced when they were looking at the film of this guy?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you sort of chuckled at me last week. You said that you love when I do the Newt Rockne stuff, but at the end of the day,
I do love the Rockne thing. I really do.
The guy may be a 4.3 40, but when he puts pads on, he's a 5.2 guy. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. Can he make the play? Can he make? Listen, did Jim Jensen came to the Dolphins as a quarterback? He winds up being really the first Wes Welker, the first, you know, you name it, slot guy that really, really made a mark. Didn't have a whole lot of speed. Wasn't, you know, I mean, God bless the guy. He made a career out of catching third and five passes. And everybody knew they were going to him. He could play. He made game plays. He showed up on game day. Right? Where was he drafted? Look, Mark Clayton, where was he drafted? Mark Duper. I mean, come on. To your point, what happens on game day when the lights flip on, 80,000 people are screaming, and it's third and seven, and you got to go over the middle? You better not have alligator arms if you're a receiver. If you're a offensive lineman, you better listen to that snap count, because if you jump off sides and that third and three becomes third and eight, people are not going to be happy when you walk to the sideline. So,
Louis, can you crank up some of that Notre Dame music, please?
Stop it. Isn't it time?
No, really.
I mean,
it needs an underbed, this whole thing.
Am I not right?
You're on it. And you know what you're right about? And that would be Catholic Health Services, Tony. Because you talk about an A team. You talk about being on your game. You talk about rising to the occasion. And you need this when your health is on the line. Nothing more important than that. They're the place to go for any kind of rehab.
They serve 7,500 people on a daily basis. And you talk about community outreach. They've given over $10 million to this community in benefits alone. They have 38 different facilities of all different kinds. We're here to talk about the rehab hospitals and what they can provide. We talk about all the latest and greatest things that's going on with stroke rehab. They just announced something brand new for stroke rehab that's showing some great promise. It is the number one stroke rehab center in the southeastern part of the United States. They're all about being reactive to what happens to a person when they need help, whether it's that stroke or whether it's a hip or whatever it might be. But they're also proactive in telling people what they need to do to stay healthy. They have affordable senior housing. They have hospice if you need it. They have home health services. They have skilled nursing. And when I say skilled, I don't mean skilled just in the, you know, the nuts and bolts and this is what we know, this is what we learned in school, but skilled in doing it with a passion, with an expertise, and with a caring that is unmatched. This is what Catholic Health Services is. This is what they represent, and this is what they do. It's a step and repeat. You know, wash and rinse every single day. They do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hurricane season coming up. You know, 4 years ago, the state said we have to have better generators. They not only got the generators that the state recommended, they got generators better than the state represented, said, because this is what we want to do. We want to make sure that the lights stay on, not just the lights, but the machines, everything, so that our people are safe and their families feel comfortable and understand that their loved ones are safe during a hurricane. So when I talk about Catholic Health Services, I talk about it with a passion because there's a reason for it. I believe in them. I trust them. I send people to them all the time, and everybody that goes there comes back and says, thank you very much. So I'm asking you now, if you know anybody who needs help in any form or fashion, go to CatholicHealthServices.org or give them a call. I promise you, you won't be disappointed.
Great people, Catholic Health Services, proud sponsors of Old School with Tony Segretta. We'll come back and wrap things up, maybe get into a little Derby speculation. Lafitte Pink Guy going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Always great with his analysis on the race and well prepared for his broadcast coming up. He's going to log more hours on NBC this weekend than Tony used to when he did the local news and then was on the George Michael National Sports Machine, a hit of a program, one of the great highlight shows of all time. We'll be back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
Tim Foley or Zora Foley? Wow, that's a tough choice. It's 8:51.
940 wins, driven by offleaseonly.com, the nation's used car destination.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
Obviously, the people here know you very well, Tony Segretto. You were ingrained in many people's childhoods here, and they followed you and evolved with you over your 40 years on TV here in South Florida, and everybody loves you. And by the way, you still look the damn same.
You're like frustrated.
In the background on a Mickey Mouse Club or something. I mean, and I know you're close to, like, Cubby or one of those guys, but...
Cubby O'Brien.
I mean, how is that possible? What are you using? Are you shooting Botox? Are you using that serum from that cantaloupe? Dr. Savant, because pictures of you look very much the same, Tony Segretto.
Why do you think I'm up here? There's an elixir right here in my in the woods that I have.
You find oil. You're like the Beverly Hillbillies up there.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Exactly. We're on the Dick Clark, Ryan Seacrest diet, whatever that is. Yeah.
We are now kicking it old school with the one and only Tony Segretto. Brought to you by Catholic Health Services and Texas Roadhouse.
All right, we're in a moment here, but we only have a moment. We have like 60 seconds, Tony Segretto, to finish off old school. Can we beat it out of you? What do we have to do? I mean, do we have to shine a big bright light
in your
face?
I'll give you my top three. My top three are Rock Your World, Highly Motivated, and Mandaloon. I'm going to throw Hot Rod Charlie in there at some point. Now I'm just trying to figure out how to create an exacta with those. I think I might do Rock Your World to straight out win along with Highly Motivated. I like those horses. I like the way they, you know, from everything I've read and heard. And like I said, I talked to Hank a little bit. But I think that we have an opportunity with those four. I'm not high on the favorite on Essential Quality. So my four are in order: Rock Your World, Highly Motivated, Mandaloon, and I'm gonna probably throw Hot Rod Charlie in there at some point. Although, you know, some of the followers of the early training at Churchill Downs are sort of fading on Hot Rod Charlie. I still sort of like him at 8-1. Doug O'Neill, the trainer. He's won two derbies in the past, so there's no reason to think why he can't pull another one off. And with a field of 20, you know, I think he's got a shot.
Yeah. Well, we got to run here, Tony. We love you, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Talk to you guys soon. Have a great day, guys. Thanks.
All right, Tony Segretto, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to cut out. We're coming right back. Also, we're going to get more into the draft with Ryan Roberts, another Luby draft expert who has a great distinction here and a great opinion. And Lafitte Pink Eye. On the Oaks and the Derby, going to be all over it. I think like 12 hours of coverage on NBC and their various networks. This guy is brilliant. And, of course, the son of the great jockey, Lafitte Pink Eye Jr. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 9 o'clock.